ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Verse 11, hallelujah. The angel of the Lord said to Peter, to Joseph, said to Emmanuel, to Dari, he said, in the dream, and I answered, here I am. This is the starting point to build that business that in 5 years' time, in 7 years' time, in 10 years' time, is being spoken about across Africa. If you don't know where to start, that is where to start. There must be a blueprint. Is it a curve? Is it a circle? Is it a square? We need to know. You build better when there is an idea, when there is a view, when there is that understanding. So, that is the starting point. Wisdom for starting. I will tie this together shortly. Number two, understanding and sustain. Understanding and sustain. We read earlier from Proverbs 24. It takes understanding to set it on a firm foundation, or it becomes strong through common sense. I want to say tonight that starting is just the beginning. You need to go to the second phase where you look to sustain what you have seen, what you have caught. And that is where understanding kicks in. Understanding deals with the ability to translate meaning from facts. So Nigeria is a country of 150 million. That is a fact. Of what use is that fact to you? Somebody else has left India or China, or U.S., if I don't even, doesn't even need to leave, has produced something and is shipping it to Nigeria, because Nigeria is a country of 150 million. That is understanding. He has been able to use the fact, use the knowledge that Nigeria is a country of 150 million. And then tie that to an idea and said, that is the place to go. Now, that 150 million is made up of 70% youths. That is knowledge. That is information. Of what use is that information? So, I now start doing things that are targeted to the 5% of Nigerians who are over 75 years old. Understanding is your application of the facts that are available in that area of business. That is how it gains footing. That is how it becomes sustained, by an application of the facts applicable to that industry. So Scripture said in 24 verse 3 and 4, that it is through understanding that it is established, that becomes a feature, that becomes an institution, that becomes an organization that will count its third anniversary, its fifth anniversary, its seventh anniversary, its tenth anniversary. Have you not seen so many times? I started pure water business. Then you also start pure water business. It's a matter of time. You will soon be able to tell who has understanding of that business and who started also because Emmanuel started. It's a danger we must not fall into. What is trending today? E-commerce. Everybody is selling online. Why are they selling online? Who are they selling to? What are they selling? You need to know. In fact, you must have that revelation of what you need to sell. Otherwise, very soon, we'll look and we'll not find that business again. It is understanding that speaks for the sustainability of that business, of that enterprise. Because it is by understanding that the rooms, that the house is established. You know, wisdom has built the house. But you also need to understand that building the house is not the end. You know, I've shared that story here before, a particular project I witnessed. And when they started that project, I called the site engineer and I asked him, what are you guys trying to do here? He said, they're trying to build houses. Oh, really, here? He said, yes. So we were building a bridge. Let's say this is the bridge. We were building a bridge. And the next plot to us, you know, from there onwards, they started clearing. So I asked my engineer to ask anybody could find there, what are they doing? So they said, they want to build houses. I said, here? He said, yes. So, now, there was a problem with that. Why did I have to send somebody? Because there was a problem from day one. You couldn't talk to them. Just to, you know, I mean, even like, you can see that you met us here, we are building something. Fine. And we don't have anything really in common. It's not like we are contesting. But even to make your acquaintance, you know, it was so difficult. That was why I had to send somebody. Somebody was lower who can relate maybe at it. And the guys were just so, you know, like, we're building this. And so I now asked my staff to tell them that in case you can't tell from where we were, because we're still doing piling, that's digging to the ground, please tell them what we're building here is a bridge. How you build bungalows next to a bridge? I don't know. Well, the guy said they understand that we should not worry, they'll be fine, this, that. You build a bungalow next to a bridge. Don't be deceived because this is dry season and we are all standing on dry ground. If you actually knew what you were doing, looking at the ground, you will see the cracks that tells you that this is not solid ground. The guys, they have this technology and they will do dry foundation. And I was just like, yeah, this is interesting. I would like to see how this works. They built the bungalows. I know it doesn't take a long time to build a bungalow. So before we're out of dry season, they had finished. And they opened Ogun River just once. Just once. The water was up to the door level. Yeah, because there's actually a river. Okay, stream, not a river. Only that it's not an all-season stream. Going through that place. That's why there was a bridge needed. Because there is a community across. So when it's rainy season, they use canoes. And there was a developer doing an estate inside who engaged us. Please, let's make this an all-season road. So we need to put a bridge. In fact, I wish I could show them the pictures when we came in the rainy season to do preliminary surveys, where we were standing in water to our knees at the end of rainy season. But the guys wouldn't listen. So it's not enough to build a house. What you're building needs to be sustainable. And what does that for you is understanding. They lacked that understanding. Like I said, looking at the ground alone, you would have told you, because you could see the cracks, you know, like a spider web all over the place. You could only stand on it at that period of the year. Once the rain set in, practically canoes, that's what you used to cross. And even the bridge was going to be at the roof level of the bungalow. Yes. I'm just saying tonight, what understanding does for you is that it gives you a sustainable product, a sustainable business, a sustainable idea. You see, I know that we are all in the IT business. I have an IT company, you have an IT company. Sir, what are you selling in IT that gives you an edge, that secures your position in that industry? You know, even the person that's selling computer is in IT industry now. He buys computer from wherever. He sells laptop to you, sells flash drive to me. No, there needs to be an understanding. There needs to be something underneath that is driving what you're doing. That is when it is sustainable. So start, but don't only start. Start because you have a God idea that is guiding what you're doing, that is pointing, that is the way we are going. But secondly, there is the place of understanding. I need to remember, I need to be armed with that fact that I am not sent to everyone. Sir, I say it again. That church cannot minister to everybody. That church must be differentiated, must know who it is sent to. I don't want to call names because, are they working class? Are they married? Are they single? Are they elderly? Are they young? You need to know, because that is the driver of that. That is what gives that business, that enterprise, that ministry, the sustainability, the ability to stay and still be relevant. Very quickly tonight, let's move to the third part, which is knowledge and success. It is knowledge that delivers profitability. It is knowledge that delivers success. It is knowledge that delivers profitability or success. That is how the rooms become filled with treasures. You've built the house. The house has stayed the test of time, the test of integrity, the test of storms. But you need to take that house beyond just being a structure to becoming a home, for example. So you want to fill the room with treasures. And we're saying tonight that it is knowledge that delivers that. What do you know about that line of business? What do you know, or what do you not know? let's quickly read three scriptures to just give us insight some more into that. Sorry, I would just rewind a little. Sustain and understanding. Let's see scriptures to just give us insight into that. Genesis 41, 28 to 31. Genesis 41, 28 to 31. Genesis 41, 28 to 31. It is just as I said to Pharaoh, God has shown Pharaoh what he's about to do. 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land of Egypt, but 7 years of famine will follow them. Then all the abundance in Egypt will be forgotten, and the famine will ravage the land. It's not enough to have the dream. You must know what the dream means. So Pharaoh had the dream. It made no sense to him whatsoever. But understanding, this is what understanding does to you. It helps you to interpret the idea. What exactly is this about? So Joseph is able to tell, look, those fat cows you saw, the thin ones that came and swallowed them up, it's not about cows, though. This is about the survival of a nation. See, that is why don't just copy anybody. Because in almost every certainty, you're not seeing what they are seeing. Or you may be seeing and you're not understanding what they are seeing. He said, look, it is 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. That's understanding. He could make meaning out of what he had seen. He could see how that idea is relevant in a particular system. So, I was saying, you have, for example, the knowledge that this nation is 150 million. But for you, it is just statistics. But for somebody else, it is reason to start a branch of that company in this nation. Verse 31. The abundance in the land will not be remembered because the famine that follows it will be so severe. So you see here that Joseph had an understanding of that dream, which Pharaoh did not have. Are we together? Are we together? Okay. Let's also look at Genesis 30, 31 to 33. Another scripture to corroborate that. Laban asked Jacob, "What shall I give you?" He asked. "Don't give me anything," Jacob replied. "But if you will do this one thing for me, I will go on tending your flocks and watching over them." We're going to verse 33. "Let me go through all your flocks today." That's Jacob speaking. "Let me remove from them every speckled or spotted sheep, every dark-colored lamb, and every spotted or speckled goat. They will be my wages." Can you remember what we read earlier? What did he see in the dream? He saw that all the animals that gave young were what? Speckled, spotted. Now, if Laban had insight into what Jacob had seen, would he have agreed to these terms? He would never. So they're in the same business. Because at this point, Jacob is saying, "I want to go." The man said, "No, don't go. Continue to serve me." He said, "Okay, what will you give me?" "Okay, can you give me..." So he's making a request based on something he had seen. "Sir, don't just build. You must build on something that you have seen." But I'm saying tonight, Laban, probably in his mind, just thinking, what is he going to do with that? How many? Okay, take it. But Jacob was speaking from a God experience. Hallelujah. That is the power of understanding. It is what gives you sustainability. So, verse 33. He says, "My honesty will testify for me in the future. Whenever you check on the wages you have paid me, any goat in my position that is not speckled, that's not spotted, or any land that's not dark colored, because that's stolen. Because the agreement we have is only the dark colored, the speckled, and the spotted will be mine." And Laban said that, "That's fine. But do you understand? That was the day he handed over that industry, the leadership of that industry, to Jacob. Sir, if you're going to take over in any industry, you must have peculiar insight. You must have peculiar insight. You say that you are called to artificial intelligence. What insight do you have into artificial intelligence? What is the, you know, particular understanding that you have that will push you to the top in that industry? Hallelujah. Laban had no idea what was going on. And then lastly, two scriptures to just buttress the point about what knowledge does for you. Knowledge is what gives you success. Genesis 41 again. Because of time, I'm just trying to stay with these two stories. Genesis 41, 33 to 36. With wisdom, you start. With understanding, you sustain. With knowledge, success comes. Genesis 41, 33 to 36. It reads, "And now, let Pharaoh look for a discerning and wise man, and put him in charge of the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. They should collect all the food of these good years that are coming and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh to be kept in the cities for food." Verse 36. "This food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon Egypt, so that the country may not be ruined by the famine." Now, what do we see here? There was a dream. The second reading that we had, Joseph explains the dream. What it means is 7 years of famine, 7 years of plenty. So, how do we use that? What do we do with it? So there was an idea. There was understanding of the idea. But how useful is that? 7 years of famine is coming, after these 7 years of plenty that will come. There was a need for somebody who knows what to do. All you need to do is this: appoint somebody who is going to ensure that from the years of plenty, certain reserves are gathered. It is that reserve or those reserves that will be used to sustain the country in the next 7 years of famine. Sir, that is the power of knowledge, knowing what to do. And that's why, you see, when you find you're in the line of business, let somebody come and open shop to you next, open the same business next door to you. If they are lacking in these three things, it's a matter of time, we'll look for them, we'll not find them. Because they are not things, so at best, you keep copying. Okay, so what are they doing here now? Now they have put, so you two, you go and put one. Then the next time, they close that thing, you two, you close your. No, it is not sustainable. So you find here that Joseph could tell what God, you know, Pharaoh didn't tell him that dream. God told him the dream, told him the interpretation, and what to do given that interpretation. So you must have wisdom, you must have understanding, and then you must have the knowledge to use that understanding. Second example is Jacob. Let's look at 37 to 43. The power of knowledge. 37 to 43. Genesis 37 to 43. Jacob, however, took fresh cut branches from poplar, almond, and plane trees and made white stripes on them by peeling the bark and exposing the white inner wood of the branches. Then he placed the peeled branches in all the watering troughs so that they would be directly in front of the flocks when they came to drink. When the flocks were in heat and came to drink, they mated in front of the branches, and they bore young that were streaked or speckled or spotted. We're going to 43. Jacob set apart the young of the flock by themselves, but made the rest face the streaked and dark-colored animals that belong to Laban. For the sake of time, let me stop there. You know, so Jacob began to do selective breeding. Selective breeding. So, remembering what he saw, understanding the meaning, were the animals going to breed on their own? I mean, produce the result on their own? They were not. Jacob did something. He noticed that the animals, when they are in heat, they are thirsty, that is when they mate. So in front of the watering troughs, he put a picture there for them to see. A picture of streaked wood. So each time those ones are mating, what is in front of them? And we know that your eyes form one of the gates into your life. So each time they bring forth what they were seeing. Not only that, he will carefully put the ones they've given back to the young. He will put them aside. Those ones are secured. They can't change again. So, I mean, very selective. Now, that talks about knowledge. To know what to do to get the result that he saw. The picture that was showed him at the beginning. That's the power of knowledge. Talking about building that business, building that career, building that ministry, building that family. What picture have we put in front of us that informs the output that we expect to generate from that industry, from that enterprise? So, wisdom helps you to start the way wisdom was there when God would build from the beginning. Understanding helps you to sustain. And knowledge brings success. I will close with a scripture. Exodus 31, verse 1 to 5. Exodus 31, verse 1 to 5. Exodus 31, chapter, verse 1 to 5. The Lord said to Moses, Then the Lord said to Moses, See, I have chosen Bezaleel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of craftsmanship. My prayer for you tonight is that the deposit of this wisdom of God, you know, and I'm going to close with this scripture, because the wisdom of God that rested upon Bezaleel was not some ephemeral wisdom. No, it was a wisdom that enabled him to be skillful and with out-of-this-world abilities in gold work, silver work, bronze work, cutting and setting of stones, working in wood, and all kinds of craftsmanship. Sir, I don't know what industry your own is. I don't know what product you are pushing. There is a provision available in God. Like it worked for Bezaleel, such that, you know, this guy had to be, he was an expatriate. He was recruited. He said, look, come and oversee this work. He was the project manager. So everybody he gives instruction. This is how we do it. And I'm surprised that one person, gold is there, silver is there, bronze is there, cutting and setting of stones is there, working in wood He is there. And then all kinds of craftsmanship, the many-sided wisdom of our God. Let's close tonight by just saying a prayer. Lord, I opened up myself to you tonight. You know, the spirit of wisdom is the spirit of understanding, is the spirit of knowledge, Isaiah 11. Tonight, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father, thank you. In this line of business, in this industry, as I enter into this country, maybe it's next year, maybe it's 2 years' time, maybe it's 3 years' time, that you have showed me. You know, you know that a particular country or certain countries, like we've been praying, is resonating in your spirit. We're saying tonight, Lord, thank you for opening me up to the spirit of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Yes, that is a sure guarantee of your success. Lift up your voice as you pray tonight.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,